Welcome. I'm Paul Giamatti.
Bienvenue. I'm Thomas Hayden Church.
And we're here to invite you into a little motion picture called Sideways and offer you insights and laughter.
Sidebars of hilarity.
Miles, can you move your car, please?
And poignance.
Good times.
Excellent times, Paul. I think that's where we're headed.
The ones we'll look back on. All righty, here we go.
Okay.
Saturday.
Which is, in fact, the day of the week that Saturn was discovered.
Like I said, good times. Now, we were, trying to remember where we were, and you determined for me that we were lensing this scene in Santa Barbara, but it's meant to be San Diego.
Up the coast a little ways from San Diego.
Fair piece.
Here, a magnificent sequence of stunt driving from my counterpart, Paul Giamatti.
Why, I thank you. Virginia Madsen.
Oh.
She'll be appearing in this picture.
Oof.
Much to the delight of all of America. Here we go. There's me running.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, using vulgarity.
Now, somebody was saying to me recently, isn't it interesting that the first thing you see me doing is lying in this picture? And it's a picture about lying, isn't it, Tom?
It is, in fact, a picture laden with canards. As the great Samuel Beckett would have proclaimed.
Well done. There's an interesting shot coming up here where I'm completely naked, but cleverly hiding my genitals behind a
which
thick
you
green stripe.
Luxuriously soaped up, as I recall. Takes 1 through 10. Croissant.
Yep.
Always loved that.
Always with a little English on the ball.
Rolf Kent.
Provided the poppy jazz we're hearing. This took a long time to get this shot, because you're going to see the airplane. There it is. See? There's a couple of those shots in the movie where we tried to time it with the airplane, and I put my life in grave risk to get that shot down, because I'm all about the movie being as good as it could possibly be.
Now, many journalists have noted...
Mm-hmm.
That Miles, Paul's character, is so confident doing the New York Times crossword puzzle that you use a pen.
And, you know, here's what a completely oblivious idiot I am. I never even realized, I never thought of that. Oh, I was using a pen. I just took whatever prop they handed me and did what I was told.
Well,
but you're absolutely right.
You embrace la pluma.
Indeed. But it's that kind of character detail that makes this...
that the props department forced
exactly.
upon.
Exactly. Thank God for the prop people.
Now then.
Now we're in... woman is... I can't remember her name because I've done far too many drugs in my brief young life.
She was... Absolutely elegant.
Very. She's Armenia's premier stage actress.
She is?
Yes, she is, actually. She's the great purveyor of culture to the Armenian people.
Now, in their homeland or in America?
In the homeland of Armenia. But now she's in America. And she's spreading...
Yes, I had to bribe them.
Sure. There I am in my...
Who's that handsome fella in the background? That's what I want to know.
In my thickened... middle-aged...
Craggy, leathery...
Exactly. I'm in my fertile crescent of middle-aged doughiness.
You're the young Lee Marvin here, I like to think. Look at you.
My head, the width of my head is only surpassed by the girth of my belly.
Oh, I think I got you beat in the belly department. Witness some cake going down here.
Now, and here we have one of the first metaphorical tidbits.
Is that right? There's a metaphor coming up?
What is the subject of your book?
I prefer that.
Oh, yes, right. You're right.
The audience enjoys.
Okay, let's back up for a minute and open it up.
Oh, but I...
Good.
I like nonfiction. There's so much to know about this world. I think you read something somebody just invented. It. Waste of time.
Love that guy.
He was great.
I also love your head in the sand.
Yeah. Round and with a forehead like a sperm whale.
Well, it's...
Here we go. See, I prefer the dark.
I prefer the dark.
Ominous. An ominous line foreshadowing. Foreshadowing the dark events to come.
I think the clouds are gathering on the horizon for Jack and Mom. There she is. Look at her. She's 12 inches taller than her forebears. Beautiful girl, though.
Oh, come on. You're fucking hungover.
Whoops. A lot of bad language in this picture. For the kids. Get the kids out of the room.
Okay, is it... Look at the...
Look at the gestural,
In the profile, what is it, the my fleshy proboscis? How do you...
Proboscis?
Proboscis?
Yeah.
Conundrum. I know it was a mistake to try for a big word with you around.
No, never. Listen, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Can I tell you...
You can always rely on that. Yes, sir.
You know what I've noticed in this scene?
What?
How... Well, it's kind of already gone by now.
Yeah.
How many times I scratch my face...
I hadn't noticed that. I'll watch for it next time.
Really?
Like
physical facial Tourette's.
Yeah, I never noticed that.
When I first get in the car, I'm just constantly rubbing. Like I have a rash that the camera didn't.
If I was you, I wouldn't be able to keep my hands off me either. I'd be fondling my craggy features.
Look at him.
Yeah, here we go. What
were
we drinking? Were we really drinking champagne? I think we were.
That was champagne.
Real, right.
It was champagne.
Oh, yeah. It took a while to get that thing open, didn't it?
It wasn't bad. As I recall, it was warm but tasty.
But effervescent. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. It was a lot of trying to get corked bottles open in this movie that was a big pain in the neck.
And I had the prop. What was our favorite prop girl?
Denise. Sweet Denise.
Oh, Denise Proppy.
Proppy.
She was putting the glasses and the bottles in the same box.
Oh, right.
And I was fumbling.
Right.
I think to the maddening depths of Alexander's patience, I was fumbling with the box.
Well, it was all that, especially champagne too. You had to twist all the crap. This is good stuff.
Oh, I love
this. There's some good comedy coming up here.
Look at you. Look at you. Immediately.
But
you're the devil. You're the Underwood deviled ham guy of incredulity in this scene.
Absolutely
look
right.
At you.
I just need a tiny pitchfork and some. You're right. I am
all
the Underwood.
You need is a trident.
That's what I look like. I look like the Underwood devil.
All you need is a trident.
No, you just do a great deadpan thing there. But but again, I have to point out the motif of self-deceit and mutual deceit going on between us. This place
now,
is amazing.
This, I believe, was, Paul, correct me if I am mistaken, but wasn't this Santa Maria, California?
I think you're dead on.
Once again,
some amazing driving.
The audience. The movie proclaims it to be Oxnard, California,
correct.
When it is in fact Santa Maria, California.
So the movie itself, in a meta filmic way, is lying to you, the viewer.
And now we are.
Now we're doing this, which took me a good 15 takes to get right. Nothing makes me more nervous
hilarious.
Than having to lick an envelope on film.
But that gets
Well, it's fine.
It gets a very big laugh.
Indeed.
When you just kind of...
hastily.
This desultory scrawling of...
Now, here's the great Mary Louise Burke. Am I correct?
Oh, yeah. Tremendous. Look at her.
Oh, just amazing.
Look at her.
Pretty much just showed up and threw the bathrobe on. And
venerable stage actress.
A venerable stage actress in New York City. She's great.
They're from both of us.
Look at her. Oh, God.
Again, deceit. I also like to point out the beautiful interior, the production design.
Oh, yeah.
The
Jane wonderful Jane Stewart.
Indeed. It did just an amazing
and
yeoman's work.
Look at
marrying. No.
Even Mary Louise's robe.
Oh, everything. The stuff on the walls.
Years ago, Mrs. Raymond.
Well, you were wonderful in that.
Oh, look at you.
Yep, leaning back to...
The biggest movie star in the world is a sim. Oh, damn.
Look at that. I know.
Good stuff.
Look how I'm dressed. I'm getting ready to put my face on.
Fabulous, Mrs. Raymond.
Oh, stop it. Make yourself comfortable.
I love her.
Yeah, she was amazing.
Look at that. And there's some sort of, like, on the wall. What is that, a banjo?
It's a wire banjo.
It's a banjo.
Yeah.
Jane Ann Stewart.
I know. All of the details in this stuff. This is, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
That's just great.
At that National Board of Review Q&A, Alexander said it was pure coincidence that the only
world leaders,
historical leaders were
right.
Adolf Hitler and George Bush.
Is this chicken?
Yeah, it's like, this is gold here. This stuff, I think what we were eating here gave us food poisoning,
yes.
If I remember. I was coughing in the toilet for... We got... Right?
Didn't I had 104 fevers
right.
Today.
Thank yes,
God.
Indeed. Yes,
Thank
indeed.
Thank God it was a Saturday. Because yeah. we shot this entire scene on a Friday night, and it was freezing.
Freezing, and...
We had to put ice in our mouths.
Right, to keep the...
Conceal breath.
Yep.
You
know, Jack is pretty
eager, too. I love you in this. I really love you in this scene.
But it's an interesting scene. I love, too, somebody was saying about how, you know, how oblique the approach a lot of the time in this movie. Nobody even knows who the hell we're talking about a lot of the time in this, but... Adds to all the detail.
Look at her.
And you're just frozen with fear. Right? That's an interesting sequence here. This was something I think they were going to cut. They was much debated whether they would have me
really?
And steal. I think so, yeah.
I remember you saying to me, you said, we immediately establish ourselves as these wholly unforgivable characters, and this was for you the kind of the pinnacle and or the nadir of the of your unlikability.
Well done, sir. Pinnacle and or nadir. That thing is, I love that.
Look
thing.
At that
weird detail with that thing. Yeah, no, it's true. And I guess they thought, well, is it too unappealing or whatever? But I always thought it was sort of funny. And there's a sort of
people love.
She knows
thing.
I'm stealing the money from her. It's something we do to each other. So. But
something we do to each other.
A little.
She drives to San Diego and lifts cash from your Kansas City roll in my
fake Lysol can. Now here we go. We're gonna...
In your Merkin drawer. keep your.
That's my high school graduation picture.
And that is your.
That is indeed my old man.
Your real father.
My dad.
Bartlett Giamatti.
Correct, sir. Angelo Bartlett Giamatti. That was a faked wedding picture. That's not, in fact, her head. That's
oh, it's
Jessica
not?
Jessica Hecht's head.
That was a real wedding picture?
No, it was a faked one, but it was some other comely lass who took the picture with me, and then they put... I don't know who it was.
Spray and wash.
Spray.
Gosh, remember the girl that was in it with me? She was something.
Yeah. Dark times.
I just, all of the different...
Saturday, Mom, remember? We told you.
All of the
and
different...
Miles is my best man, Mrs. Raymond. My main man.
All right. I want to go a little Ebonic on that. I want
you
to go,
did
my
go
main Ebon- man.
You did. Occasionally go Ebonic on it. And, it's an interesting thing you raised, though, that we can discuss this sort of humor in the movie. And we were discussing how great Alexander is at calibrating humor and things. And you were saying how this scene... goes from funny to suddenly not funny in a way that works really well. And
oh yeah, real well.
How good he is at doing that. So,
well, it starts off. You know, I'm so kind of the whole thing is so repellent to me.
Mm-hmm.
Jack only perceives this as an endurance contest
right.
with your mother. And
good one, good shot. The open mouth snore.
Man.
Now you do an amazing piece of physical movement here. Zhippity's up. You got a good shelf of hair working.
That
too.
Gets a big laugh.
Oh, it's funny.
But I'm saying the whole sequence at the mother's house is It's just the emotional detritus of the son and the mother.
Right.
And I'm just
the other guy's caught in the
middle. Yeah, I'm just this trapped passenger.
Yeah.
And you know.
And hijacked for the yeah. You worked. I got to. Oh, here we go.
Oh boy.
You
attractive young lady.
Very comely lass. Local girl. You're working some good hair in this picture. Look at that.
Look at him.
Foamy crest of hair. Like that. Wow.
She's a kid, for God's sake. As if she would even be attracted to guys like us.
We ate a lot of... There's a great thing in this movie. We're always eating.
Yeah.
We're always in diners eating just...
I got sick that day, too.
Did you really?
Well, remember you warned me. You're like, Tom, don't keep forking the mouthfuls of eggs and turkey. And yeah. They were giving me, like, sliced, prepared turkey.
You're right. I remember, yeah.
You warned me.
Well, I'm not. I'm tucking in pretty heavily myself. I mean, I'm just shoveling it in. And you're a negative
guy anyway, even back in college. I love that. I love that raised eyebrow. Right,
it's a great, is you know, right away, this is a good scene. You just see the antagonism, but the love between the two gentlemen.
Are you still seeing that shrink? I saw him on Monday. I spent most of the time helping him with his computer.
Big laugh.
That's apparently a real detail from Jim Taylor.
Yeah.
Guys, right? The co-writer of the script that he's...
I remember that.
He spends his time at his shrinks helping the guy on this.
Hello, Alexander described me as being a craggy, goofy handsomeness.
Did he really?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was like,
there's something to that.
Doesn't
I can
get
see
more
that.
Broadband backhanded than that. It's,
there's something to that.
Craggy, goofy.
I wouldn't say that you are craggily handsome, sir. The goofiness comes from within. It's something you bring.
You.
It's a special something you bring, sir.
Look at that.
This was a great shot. Some great shots. I mean, again, now we can comment on Mr. Faden Papamichael's fine work in this picture, who is the cinematographer.
Look at that. The perfect number of camera flares.
That's a shot from that Italian movie.
Right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's from that movie, The Good Life? Is that what it was called?
Yeah. Was it The Good Life?
I think that's what it's called, and it's...
However you say that in
Italian. Vittorio Gassman and Jean-Louis Trintignant. And it's a...
But I remember Alexander, that shot, he loves...
The flares.
Yeah, the camera flares.
He wanted it to look sort of documentary-like.
Like that, right there.
Right. He wanted a documentary feel. There was a camera very precariously placed on a bad little wooden platform on the back of the car. It was the cheapest thing I've ever seen.
It had like little like grocery cart wheels on it. And I was like,
kind of remember
that? And the camera department was just waiting for us to lose $165,000.
I would hear things. He would just scream at me, slow down. Okay. He was just rattling
our Greco-Germanic.
Is that what he is?
I think he's Greek and German, isn't he?
Wow, what a weird guy.
I thought that's what he said.
No, you're right. It's something like that. Now, this is real vino here.
This was at the great Sanford Winery.
Nice recall. I couldn't remember what it was called. No. This is one of the organic, fine organic vineyards, right?
Citrus. Yes, I believe you're right. And hopefully that's not product placement. We certainly We show enough wine labels.
That's true. I don't think they do.
I love this. I like this. Yeah.
How many times I get wine up my nose?
Hold on,
wait
a minute. Hold on. Like a
your face is selling. I mean, it just sells the whole thing.
Hey, Sousson.
Sousson. There was a lot of French I threw around. It didn't all end up in there.
And I threw out one, song. That's all I...
Nicely
and I got cracked for it, too. Alexander was like, I don't know if that's really in character for Jack.
No.
But he left it in.
Yeah,
he left
that's it good. In. I tell you, it's hard spinning wine like that. I did it kind of the wimpy way, but putting it on the table to do it. You're really supposed to keep it off the table, I think. This is...
Are we... My gasp of refreshment.
Yeah.
How would you rate this one, boss? Well, usually they start you on wines with learning disabilities, but this one is...
Boy, I really went with the sculpted facial hair, didn't
Chris?
I? Chris! There's Chris.
The great
poor Chris.
You know, Chris could work in a wine store, sent me two cases of wine.
Did he really? Very nice folks up there.
The godparents of my daughter.
Oh, to the godparents of your daughter?
I requested
I thought you said Chris was the one of the godparents.
No, he sent two cases of wine.
Oh, that'd be extreme to make Chris your child's godfather.
Yeah, I just worked with him one day and asked him to be the godfather of my child.
It's Pea Soup Andersons we just passed there. This is Buellton, right?
Buellton, California.
Yes, sir. There's the actual.
And we really shot there.
We did.
Although I know they considered St. Paul, Minnesota as a stand-in. It was a location stand-in for Buellton. And here we are.
Here we go. I always find it, something that was always touching to me about the fact that we change for dinner. You know?
There's
always something kind of sweet about the fact these guys change for dinner. You know, it's like a very kind of sweetly formal thing.
I love how Faden filtered. Either I don't know if it's a polarizing lens, but if you look at the way that the headlights are kind of softened and flared.
Yeah.
I love that. Look at that.
I'm working on a pair of perky man breasts, aren't I?
You do have man cans of the first order that America is enjoying as we speak.
It's my gift to America, frankly.
No way. Notice I never tuck my shirt in.
Never.
In this picture.
And there was somebody commented on your... Why?
On my billowing flesh.
But it's something...
I love those those reverse shots. Look at us.
The physics.
Eager to get to the trough.
Now, this man...
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Gallagher, sir. Is everybody that I know has seen this movie says comments on this guy and says, now come on, that guy is amazing and he seems like the bartender.
You know why? But I think part of it, and we have to tip the old casting cap to Sandra Oh, because they were college schoolmates.
Something like that.
And I believe they went to school together in Canada.
Acting school.
But to me, I think part of what makes him so vivid is that he is of, what is he, Samoan descent?
I'm not sure.
He's kind of uncharacteristic.
Yes, right.
For what is a pretty Caucasoid community up there.
Pretty homogenous place, for the most part. You're right. I think he's like half Japanese, half Russian or something.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, he's actually got a lot of Russian blood. You can see a hint of the Mongolian steppe lands in his face. And so I think he's something like that.
I would have gone with Serbo-Croat, but Mongolian steppe lands.
Mm, yes, sir. Oh. Here we have the first glimpse of La Madsen.
Mm. Let's just swim.
In the creamy flesh. There's great paintings on the walls in this in this place.
It was all this kind of garish
westerns.
Kind of surreal cowboy stuff.
Yeah. I always said the movie's kind of a western. Remember this?
Yeah.
I said it's like the two guys riding to town and the gals in town and they belly up to the bar and all that kind of stuff. But think it worked.
Fuck no. Drop an F-bomb. Another F-bomb on the floor.
You got a filthy mouth.
Yet another stab at the MPAA rating.
Jack, you don't know anything about this woman. Calm down.
I love that.
Just constantly trying to keep calm you down.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just futile. Ridiculous. I love how the flames go shooting up as she comes walking over me.
Now, I make a very pointed... downward glance. Watch. I will stare directly at her breast. I like that. Directly.
It's a very...
I get monocular
really just
at that
old,
moment.
Yeah, the old orbits just settle in for a good long drink of that. Look at that.
Look at that. But look at Virginia. So lovely.
Lovely. Lovely. To work.
So lovely. And they're going even farther south of the border.
Well done,
south
sir.
Of the...
Well done, sir.
Look at you.
Yeah.
I must say you're startlingly handsome in your blue blouse.
Brings out the aqua tints in my eyes. My blue. I wear blue the entire movie
until the
end, except I have a red shirt on at the end.
And I'm wearing
the costumes are great. Just the right level of badness in both of our... You were very specific about your costumes.
Well, because the guy is an actor.
Yeah, no.
You know, and I thought, you know, the untucked shirt, he doesn't want any...
No, very well done.
Outdated fan to see his bulging his bulging panza.
I love the painting behind us there. Yeah. See, it's the Western thing.
Yeah.
Here she is.
Sure.
Lovely, beautifully.
Look at that! But that paint, that horse paint.
I never noticed that.
Now we're not going to see it again because she moved. But.
Damn her!
You were almost finished with it the last time we talked.
There's a lot of good little.
Here comes another little.
It's getting published.
Yet another tendril of obfuscation.
Wow. Like an octopus. Like a serpent coiling around Jack's black, withered little heart. I like the way you say that. Very good.
A lot of TV.
Good stuff here. This is... This was some of my favorite stuff when I first read the script.
Look at you. Look at you.
Looking at her, trying to make significant eye contact, but failing miserably. There we go.
Perhaps. Do you recognize this?
Oh.
Now with a low 5%.
My favorite thing is your eyes kind of glaze over.
That's
a little
what
bit
Virginia told me.
It's very funny.
Virginia.
You go slightly dead inside when you do it.
Oh, completely.
Like you just can't quite. Yeah, like you're a machine.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Completely bemused.
Yeah, I've heard this how many times?
Oh. But Virginia kept laughing every take.
Well, it was funny.
No, I said, I go, it can't still be funny. She goes, no. She goes, the look in your eyes.
Yeah, you were like a
killing me.
This is a great look too. Both of us. It's a good. It's funny. But you
kind of a long drive up here.
You go slightly dead,
oh.
Like a wind up toy when you do that. Oh.
Windmill.
Oh boy.
I'm riding low with my pants there. Look at that. A man, you can't tell where his ass begins and his lower spine starts. Look at that. Jesus.
It's just the north face of K2 on your back to your buttocks.
Oh, man.
At any moment.
Uninterrupted smooth connection from spine to gluteus.
But at any moment, gnomes will repel. Down your backside.
And nestle in the warm, downy hair.
That sits atop your French scoops. Oh, your fleshy French scoops. Okay, now, this
Solvang.
This
is Solvang, the Danish town of Solvang. There's a guy making Abel Skeevers.
Look at that guy. Abel Skeever.
Right? Isn't that what they were called? Those little donut things?
Absolutely.
Now, this place was great. Windmill. See, there's windmills everywhere.
Right.
I don't know if I'm giving anything away, but there's a motif of windmill.
I love your presentation here.
Very
pleased
with
yourself. You're so excited.
Yourself,
you know? Oh, you're so excited.
But you just are... There are chill winds blowing from across the table.
I love thee. The indicating digit.
Boom. I love it. Just frosting.
But did you notice, though, that you hold your finger up, and then I give you a thumb back?
And you're looking somewhat like Michael Landon in this.
Oh, word. Word, my brother. Look at it.
That's a hell of a shirt, too. Oh. You're like an Aztec god.
I remember the Teamster, Captain Jeff... Jeff?
Oh, yeah.
He had that shirt. The kind of big guy. He had that shirt, and he wore it a lot. He liked it so much from the scene.
Oh, really?
He bought one from Wardrobe.
Really? It's a hell of a shirt.
No. It's designed for ugliness.
Now, in the background...
Right.
It's Pinocchio, right?
There's a
painting of it's supposed to be us.
There was a
character. There's Pinocchio.
Yep.
And the other kid with the ass hit.
But we both have wooden noses.
Island of Lost Boys or whatever, when they grow the ass's ears, right?
Yes. But don't we also have wooden noses?
Yeah, one of us has a nose. Yeah, we both have noses growing, and there's a spill of wine behind us as well. That's a little inside.
I love this music here, though.
Is this the montage thing?
Yeah.
I love this.
Here we go.
I didn't know that this was even ever going to be in the film.
Oh,
I love
this.
And I like the music here very much.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Very.
Got that
I thought Rolf Kent did a absolutely superior job.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just superb.
Indeed.
So many of the cues It's just so dead on for whatever, no matter how false the emotions may be on screen. There's a buoyant cue at moments. It's kind of a counterpoint.
No, he did, a lot of the time it's, you're well, like right, that. It's counterpointed.
Right,
it's
that, not, but I mean, I'm taking you to task for standing in my way, and he comes up with this really
this
kind
thing,
of boppy
thing. The thing when I dump the wine down my throat, it's this very kind of poppy, fun music.
Right. Look, there's the steer.
There's the steer that I...
Yeah, we just missed it, but the steer that Sandra and Alexander were raising in their house.
Yes.
It's an orphan steer.
Oh, this is hard.
And Alexander at one point asked if I would like to have that steer shipped to Texas to be...
You being a...
To be on my ranch.
A cattle baron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I recommended they slice them up into hamburgers and enjoy.
This stuff's great.
Oh,
I mean, I love this because seeing the actual process of it and all those guys
look
doing
at that.
It's just great, man.
How they corking process.
Beautiful second unit work done, I would say. That's
here we are. Look at her.
Now the temperature's rising.
The Korean-Canadian
I'm breaking
beauty.
Out in a sweat of lust.
From north of the 55th parallel.
Canada's own.
He's great.
Ms. O.
Cabernet Franc. This is only the...
She captures perfectly the...
Very few wineries around here do.
The kind of...
The tart, fruity...
But she's got that thing that those pores do up there, that real kind of self...
Look at her. Look at her.
Somewhat self-satisfied.
Kind of warily eyeing Jack.
Well, and why not?
It's kind of a hollow, flabby, overripe...
I don't know. Tastes pretty good to me. So,
I just trump you.
Oh, good. That's per norm.
I agree with you about Cal Franc.
Ah.
We're just over in Buellton. Windmill Inn.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of mileage out of the windmill.
It's worse than the itchy
one? Yeah, sure. Yeah, I know Maya.
Yeah, no
yeah,
shit.
Well, yeah.
Well, we had a drink with her last night. Miles knows her.
Yes.
Can we move on to the Syrah, please?
I'm drinking at the bin, huh?
Hi. Sure. What a rack. This
is
good.
This is our estate Syrah.
Saucy.
Look at that.
Saucy.
You are a bad, bad girl, Stephanie.
Look at me, trying so hard to be seductive.
you were winning me over.
And then
this is a funny cut. The cut to this is very funny.
Oh,
it's good stuff. Good sight gag.
Lumbering out here.
This was a whole thing. I had to actually reach into your pocket near your genitals to fish the keys out.
Yeah, and we
made me uncomfortable.
Or so
no, actually,
you
it was your back pocket.
Today.
Big debate about would he actually ever have his keys in his back pocket. But look at the
beautiful shot, though. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a beautiful area. This place is...
Now, that was Kaleira.
Should we... Oh, is it product placement?
I don't think it is. Right. I don't think...
This is the oldest, right?
Yes.
Yes, the oldest root stock.
Root stock from
early
60s.
Correct.
I believe the...
You're root stock from the early 60s yourself.
I am
yourself.
Root stock from the early 60s. Yes, I am.
Here we go. Beautiful.
Nice.
Lovely place, it really is. This is
now,
Firestone Vineyard.
Firestone. And you
I lived in a home. I was housed on a...
on campus.
Correct, sir.
On the Firestone campus.
Correct, sir. A lot of wildlife. A lot of terrifying wildlife up there.
At night, deer would nibble.
Oh, that was the least of it. Look at that.
I love that. I love your hand gestures.
Oh,
I really do.
I'm like a Marcel Marceau.
Look at you.
Yeah. Drinking it.
You've
in.
Got a bit of the Wallace Beery working right there.
Yeah. Got you.
You got some Wally Beery going.
I got a little dash of Wally Beery in with the... God, look at the size of that schnoz.
Maybe 6 weeks.
Dueling giant noses.
Look at that.
That's pretty intensely close.
Look at me.
Oh, dear.
It's like a... What is it? It's a Vesuvian tent on the plane of my face.
Vesuvian? The subterranean, yeah.
Can you drive me back to the motel, please?
No. I love
that.
Sulky.
Sulky.
Yeah.
The put upon ingenue.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Why didn't boy. You tell me about this before, Jack?
Oh, come Jack! On. Yeah, really. Like a young
Why
boy.
Did you tell me about this
like
before,
a young castrati.
Jack?
The cracking voice like a castrati.
We're here to forget about all
a castrati. Nice.
Thank you.
Fucking pariah.
Whoops.
Persona non grata.
Oh, that's Dave.
Everybody's just going to be holding their breath, waiting to see if I get drunk and make a scene.
No.
Well, there's some good stunt work coming up for the two of us.
Cool. Everybody's cool.
I'm sorry, you've been talking.
Oh,
whoops.
There he is.
My back. You've been talking about it.
Tasty guy. Whoops. Hang on. Oh, it's, oh, like a pirate.
Cork spitting.
Now, this was, there were stunt guys. It was much steeper than it looks, actually.
But he never uses the stunt guys.
Well, we filmed it,
yeah.
And they were actually just too good at it, kind of.
Where they
found my stunt guy, I'll never know. Cause...
Perfect balance of clumsiness.
Yeah, and... I don't know. Just
and doughiness. I'm going to keep going back to that. Look at it.
Here we go.
That was a great... Remember how long
yes,
they had a huge time tracking shot.
Yes, indeed. It took a lot of time.
But look at that. Brilliantly used.
It was.
Perfectly used. Love that shot right there.
Yeah, very nice. Look like you're sniffing my...
Your
butt there. This is nice. I like this sort of...
I do, too.
The use of the grape is, you know, calms me down. He said it calms you down. You fondle them. And
like the... like Pan's flute. To the tormented sheep of your soul.
Wow.
Wait, tormented goats of
there
your soul.
There you go, nicely
He
done.
Would call them goats, right, Pan?
I guess. A goat herd?
Wasn't he half goat,
look at
half
the grapefruit-sized bald spot there.
Oh, boy.
Is this...
Look at me. Lantern-jawed leaps to mind.
No. I'm telling you, the young Lee Marvin. I like these.
These are some of my
favorite things when we're just lying in the bed, not speaking. Yeah. The feet.
Look at that. Look at that. And by the way, white socks and black socks.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well... Done.
Look at the wine, already.
This room is amazing. The light in there. That's very funny. Another metaphor for. Oh, just missing.
Every screening, people sigh
when he misses
and disappointment.
Ah, really?
Every single screening I've sat in.
That's funny.
People are like, oh.
There's a lot
Look
of
at
us.
That.
All right, this Ooh. Is genius. Now, is that your idea? What was that?
Yeah, well, with the socks on?
No, the whole thing.
No, that was in the scrunch.
Oh,
wasn't
it? Look at that. Wait a second. Chiseled. like King David. Look at that.
I think I'm pining Schwarzeneggerian climates with that physique.
Damn straight, bronze, smooth and bronzed. There's a lot of us passing out and falling asleep and waking up constantly in this movie too. So here's a phone conversation with the fiance, right?
Hey, honey. I was just calling to check in.
Yeah.
No, Miles and I are getting ready to go to dinner. Probably stay out late, so I just thought I'd call and say goodnight.
Creepy look.
Yeah.
Creepy.
Creepy look.
Yeah.
You throw over there.
I love you too.
Now there's good stuff. This is actually
that was
that
it.
That is
Los
indeed
Olivos.
Los Olivos, yeah. And I enjoyed this. This was a fun.
It was
sequence
fun.
Here. You have the bad belt on the back of my. Kind of belted corduroy jacket. That's terrible. This is
now.
Do not sabotage me.
Dude, I love it.
Whoa. Call, but do not sabotage me.
We really chew each other out a lot in this movie, don't we?
I have to.
Whoa.
I'm leaving. I am not drinking any fucking
Merlot. Oh, come on.
Really?
Yeah, good stuff.
A glistening moment of comedic timing from Mr. Giamatti.
Glistening. Glistening like.
Well, yeah, I love that.
Now, you never actually see
you
me
do the
take
little,
you know,
the little maraca.
Yeah.
The little.
You never actually see me take any of those things in this movie, do you?
No.
It was a point of controversy with myself and hair director.
Oh.
The reason he didn't want, I can't remember why, but you never actually see me take them.
just mentioned none of this. Place is a lovely, lovely establishment, and it's pretty much.
I don't remember the name of it
as is.
Was it Los Olivos Cafe?
Yes, I think that's exactly what it was. Mm. Nothing but wine along the wall.
Really beautiful, though.
Yeah, great.
And there they are.
Ah, lovely.
Oh. Objets d'amour.
Look at, she's got the. The Egyptian goddess thing on her upper arm. Now, a lot of this was improvised. Am I correct, sir?
Correct.
In remembering you?
Absolutely. And Alexander has taken taken great pride
in
the fact that there was a fluidity to our improvisation that was.
Well, it was
aligned with the characters.
I know the winemaker. She comes into the restaurant.
Look at Virginia, looking lovely, gazing at you, Sandra.
The only sane person in the movie, Virginia.
Oh yeah.
You know, the only
the
sane, the calm eye of the storm, sort of thing.
Clove.
Now we were drinking real wine here, correct?
I think we were.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, we'll get you a glass.
Look at you. Lustfully eyeing the goblet.
Yeah. now, this is a beautifully shot sequence and beautifully edited by, and I think we should now raise a glass
Kevin
to
Tent.
Dr. Kevin Tent, doctor of the editing arts.
Really a beautiful. And really I love the music cue right here.
Now, there's also an interesting factoid to present here. Oh, wait a minute. She's.
I love She's the music cue, though.
Love the Foulon. A Foulon. That's where she throws out the Foulon. There was a sequence coming up that was cut out. Dream sequence coming up. Whereas
I foreshadow that with Do Not
Correct.
Go to the Dark
Correct.
Side and that
you
exterior.
You say, Do Not Go to the Dark Side, and then I get more inebriated, I indeed. Depart for the dark side. And so it's something I guess Alexander's tried to do. Somebody said to me, or maybe it was Alexander who said it, that he's tried to do a similar thing in every movie he's done, this sort of dream sequence. And what happened was everything went black behind me and it went into a scene where it's literally said, super titled, The Dark Side.
Right.
And you saw me in a boat with a bunch of, with the dead being ferried across the River Styx.
With Stygian refugees.
Nicely done. Stygian refugees boating, punting across the River Styx. But it didn't make it into the film.
I love the music throughout this sequence.
These are all real wines. And, I got a little a little tipsy.
Did you?
A little tipsy.
In real life?
Little bit. During one of the days we did this, I don't remember which, but I got a little, I'm like a small schoolgirl, constitutionally.
I remember.
A little tipsy, I think.
Well, I don't want to get ahead of us, but I do. Well, actually, because they removed the sequence when you cross to the dark side, there was when you're staggering from the table back.
Yeah,
I just
want
to note that I believe on a number of takes, Paul Giamatti operated the camera.
Oh, that's right.
Because they wanted your POV.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I was
rather enjoyed that night.
I did enjoy that. I forgot about that. I did. It was a handheld camera.
I just enjoyed watching you operate the
camera. Well, they had a lot of guts giving me a camera. I could have dropped that thing. Let's see that. I don't know. Do you actually see it?
I don't think we ever do.
No.
See your POV.
No,
I love that shot.
Yeah, no, all this stuff with the phone and
but
the use of the phone and everything.
But look at the red.
No, no, no. And you see
this
my
is so bright.
Good close-up look of my pitted nose.
Victoria, how the hell are you?
Look at him.
And
perfectly balanced between.
Oh.
Blurry. Perfectly balanced between. Blurry incontinence
and aggressive, passive aggressive. I don't know what.
I love this though. Look at
the use of the phone. All the stuff was great. It was again really well shot. They just shot it beautifully. The blurry background and everything.
But shooting on a long lens.
Yeah.
You
wandering around my head.
Dark.
Indeed.
It's just brilliant. I mean, but with you and like this really sharp focus in the foreground, but drifting in and out of focus.
No, it's a beautifully shot thing. Really beautifully shot.
And I love. I don't remember. Did Faye? Do you remember? Was the lighting particularly red. Maybe that's just the way
walls were red, and I think they. It looks like they did it on purpose, though.
They may have color timed it.
Tone.
Yeah, I mean, they
may further enhance my ruddy complexion.
What is this name?
Look at you.
Yeah, home brother. Oh, Ken. Ken. That's Jessica Heck, the actual actress on the other end of the phone. But I believe Alexander was actually doing the lines when we shot the scene. Putting on a high girlish voice. being my ex-wife.
Just hard to believe.
I love that, though. That's completely in the long lines.
Yeah, you know, no, it's amazing.
With everything just completely...
I know, just washed out back there. It's cool. So you're much more conversant with the
only because cameras. Well, because I directed a
correct
and I
Thomas Hayden
lenses.
Church has helmed the motion picture Rolling Kids. Is that a product placement?
It's on DVD.
There we go.
But no, but my director of photography made me aware of lenses and the that you incorporate them in the composition of a shot.
That's just you had an interesting sort of thing on the front of the camera that would bump into me, so I was bumping the camera a lot of the time to make it. Look at that.
Now here's a moment.
Yes, sir.
Where you actually slipped, but they never really. He didn't leave it on screen, which I always said because we all react.
You don't see me hit the chair the same way. You're right. Wow, look at that tawny belly.
Oh, taut.
A taut, tawny
taut.
Stretch of. Leonine skin.
Mm.
Hello. Whoops.
Oh, boy.
Whoops.
Yet another...
laying into me. It's a
yet another verbal spanking.
Yeah, but it's a great way, the way we switch off, we pass the parental baton in this thing. You know what I mean? You become... you become... the authority figure. Yeah, avuncular. Nice.
Poof. In the wind.
Poof.
You're blowing a great opportunity here with Maya. She's great. She's
not really an F word there.
No, but I like the kind of just the lightly aspirated F.
And what was that 10-minute lecture on what was Vouvray's? Are you kidding me? Who gives a fuck? Just
say Vouvray's
with the whole scenario. Have you forgotten all the bad times you had with Victoria?
You and I brought this back in.
Isn't that
the thing? Remember?
Did we? Were we supposed to not have this?
Remember Alexander at one point wanted to take this out, and you and I lifed him.
There were more references to me screwing around with my wife, and most of them are gone, which I actually think is great that it's really only once that it's...
But I like it.
Yeah, I do too.
It's
an important point to make,
back.
Yeah, and it's a good point to make. And
well, so shall we get some dessert?
It also doesn't make Victoria the bad guy.
Go back to my place.
It doesn't. You're right. It puts more of the blame on me, but of course.
Oh no.
Brother.
outrageous.
That was I remember that. There was a sequence of us. Yeah. He basically just let the camera go on you there.
And just kept telling me to react.
Jesus. You must have been 52 different reactions. I don't know how he picked one.
You know what he told me that
there's
day?
Comedy.
Oh, my.
Well, there we go. Yes, well, I didn't mean to say.
No, he. I'm just so exasperated.
Yeah, yeah. You're
with
frozen
your,
with exasperation.
With your hoofy reluctance.
This now here's a place again. If I may be so bold as to comment on the production design.
Although I think they actually improved this house.
Oh, they sure did. I mean, it was. It was like the Spahn Ranch out there. It was right. Hairy. Yeah.
At any moment.
I mean, the level of detail in this house and the physical, you know.
And I think there were many squeaky from references that night.
I think there were quite a few. Quite a few. Yeah. Charlie and the girls.
Can we really open anything?
I like what Virginia does here.
Yelling
when she pulls out. No, when she wants. She's like a 6-year old on Christmas morning. Look at her.
Good stuff. A Rishborg. We mentioned a Rishborg there. Alexander said they drank that Rishborg and it was
that night?
It was middling, he said.
Oh.
I think it was too old.
Andrew Murray? An Andrew Murray Pinot.
Andrew Murray Pinot.
Andrew Murray, also a winery that we shot at.
Correct, sir.
I think mostly second unit, right? Did we ever shoot first unit?
No. I'm trying to remember which one that was.
I remember being particularly fond of Andrew Murray wine.
I remember that as well, and I remember picking up the thing I do where I stick my finger in my ear when I'm tasting the wines.
Right.
He would do that.
Oh, he's the one.
I saw him do that, so I cleverly lifted it. And
apparently,
I don't know why he did that, but I guess too much of the bouquet was escaping through the holes on the sides of his head.
Through his eustachian tubes.
Nicely done. Doctor.
Look at you. You look very handsome there.
Thank you, sir.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Rakish.
Rakish, yeah. Like a Renaissance prince. That sculpted beard. Look at that sculpted beard.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Congratulations. This was real wine. We were drinking the real deal here.
And I remember Virginia saying in several Q&As that, now, did you shoot this scene before the big scene? Or
we shot this whole thing in sequence.
In sequence.
Yes, sir.
Because I remember her saying in a Q&A that she very much wanted to have a little bit of a mellow, kind of a wine, like a real mellow thing going.
Yep.
Look at her. I think Virginia's tremendous in this scene.
Oh, God.
And the whole sequence, but I love, because she completely, she badmintons.
Wow. I've got it. I'm following you.
Yeah.
Yes, she's just.
The amateur vintner's palate. Right back at you.
She's got she keeps the birdie aloft.
Well, she keeps you honest.
Nice.
In the scene.
I'm on, yes.
Because you kind of play it off in a politic way.
Correct. She plays it for real. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Absolutely right.
You don't want to insult Stephanie's meager trappings
hemmed in by my, whatever. Yeah. Hemmed in by my doughy flesh. And we go, she's saucy. She draws me further into the lair.
Lair of the white grape.
Exactly.
Well, they...
It was a deep couch. I had a little trouble getting up again. Yeah.
Settling in with the golden trust.
Exactly.
So what's your mother?
She's... Yeah,
fine. I love this scene. I love this scene. Well,
no, it's great. She's...
It starts out as a look at Virginia. Look at you.
I know. I look like a different species.
I love this.
Boy. I look like I could use a good night's sleep.
The day after yesterday. The grape not agreeing with you, sir.
Not sitting easy on the old...
Oh.
Dope.
Ooh.
Good stuff. That was a tricky thing, trying to think of a title for the book. There were different titles. I can't remember what they
day
were.
Day after yesterday.
Yeah, something...
I love this.
I remember doing this. I would lose the lines, and so it started sounding more and more convoluted, the novel, because I was sort of actually losing the thread of the lines.
Of sanity.
Of sanity. Push to the edge of sanity, Tom.
But no real resolution. I love that.
Rob Green.
That gets a very good
well,
laugh.
Sure.
Rob
Green. What the hell?
It's so. It's the height of ostentation.
Oh,
though.
Nothing
it's
like, could be more pretentious. What a jackass! Great to have on it, just
like in high school. A paper, huh?
Yeah. I like this. I love that reaction with her. Nice.
Well, now she's cool. I like her more because she's.
I love that.
Good looking and brainy. Mm,
bejugged.
Bejugged and brainy. Bejugged.
Virginia's going to backhand
me. Yeah, she's going to love that.
Backhand me. Well, she talks about him, though.
Yeah, she never stops talking about him.
I really love this right here. I see, and she gets a little kind of girlishly self-conscious right there.
Oh, for God's sake. It's a woman just needs to, all she has to do is just sit there and... You know, I'm bathe in her bejugged beauty.
Look at you. Oh, boy. Idiot. Boyish.
Jowly.
Boyish and enthusiastic.
Boyishly jowly.
Ready. Ready to lose your virginity for the second time.
You are... Oh, hey, man.
Miles hasn't slept with another woman since his wife, and she was his sperm.
Oh, sad.
Look at you. Oh. You really look like...
I look like Alexander,
like the junior varsity of the Musketeers.
I look like Fernando Rey. That's the guy who's in the French Connection.
Sure.
Yeah, if only I had an ounce.
No, I got to go with Musketeers JV.
I like it. Yeah. Cut rate Musketeer. Look at that. Swathed in wide whale corduroy. Now. Nice lighting here.
Mm-hmm.
Rembrandt-esque.
It's a hard grape to grow.
Wow.
Yes, you know.
Thank you.
Right?
So,
thin skin, temperamental, ripens early.
There we go. So nice, the nice monologues here. They're very nicely written. Very appealing.
Thriving when it's neglected.
I guess this mine is from the novel Hers Those Guys Wrote. Themselves.
In fact, they can only grow.
And,
really specific little tucked away.
I smell an Emmy nomination for you, my friend.
Oh, fingers crossed, Tom.
I smell a Grammy in the offing.
Oh, at the very least.
To understand.
Grammy. Man, oh man.
Really and truly, it is my favorite scene.
Well, it's nice. I mean, you know, you don't get that. There we go. Somebody stop him. Somebody stop me talking.
I like that right there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Cabernet.
Look at her.
Lovely.
Just
like a Grecian goddess.
Mm.
Thank you.
Comparison, I don't know.
Whatever.
What about you?
Look at her. Even she's amused by prosaic.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I
boy.
You know, he had this big sort of show-off cellar, you know. But then I discovered that I had a really sharp palate. And the more I drank, the more I liked what it made me think about.
Like what?
Like what a fraud he was. No, I like to think about the life of wine.
Yeah.
How it's a living thing. I like to think about what was going on the year the grapes were growing.
It's like she's floating.
I know, it's true.
If it rained.
Like a mask, a golden mask.
I think about all the people who tended and picked the grapes. And if it's an old wine, how many of them must be dead by now? I like how wine continues to evolve. Like, if I opened a bottle of wine today, it would taste...
Slow push in on our man Miles. Look at him. He's in over his head. Look at her, though.
Oh, yeah, that's really ridiculous. Hot
and then it begins its
like you're 61
inevitable decline.
Miles born in 1961. I think that was
that the thing.
I think so. What's the idea? Dropping in the f-bomb.
Green lights flashing.
Like a, but he's, you know.
Over her.
Yep. But I look like a.
Oh, look.
You know, like a stuck pig. Just checking outside for.
And I love that look. Yeah. That look past her, like, just in case the neighbors or.
Yeah, I guess so. Oh, boy.
You look to make sure there's not a dead body on the lawn.
Through the kitchen.
I love Rieslings.
I think I just crapped myself. Here we go. A cool shot coming up here in this.
Yeah.
This is a neat shot that they did here. And we actually shot the stuff that's coming up here. We had two cameras going. Like the camera that follows me out the door here. And there was another camera in the kitchen that actually shot. So I moved from here into the kitchen, but they never used the other.
I like this right here, though.
No, it's a cool way to shoot it, actually.
No, it's just that, you know, it's like hiding a staging before, area yeah. for you. And I like that you
hiding
wipe off your eyes with your coat sleeves.
Yeah, I like that. So, it's cool, though. So, I mean, it's just interesting in the editing they had.
Where was the other camera?
It was in the kitchen shooting straight onto us. So that you had, like, a two-shot of us.
I think that
but it's cool to just leave it.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't want... I think he wanted to... It has become impersonal, and now there's distance.
Thank you.
Well?
Thank you, Pauline Kael. Oh.
Well.
He's high and dry.
Once again, you've fallen on your...
limp member.
You've fallen on your own flaccid sword.
Nicely done. Much better. Much better. Freezing out when we did this.
Really?
Indeed. And she's bare-legged. Yeah, it's out in the middle of nowhere.
I think Virginia told me she was free-bunning also.
Was she really?
No panties on.
Really?
Free-bunning.
She told you that.
No, I dreamt it.
Her unfettered buttocks. Jesus.
Look at him.
Yeah.
I love that reaction. So genuine.
Oh, yeah. But sort of sadly sympathetic. And
just a second.
We're in sight gag here. Oh. Okay.
I hope you like it. And feel free to stop reading at any time. I will not be offended.
Somebody asked me if Miles is a good writer. I said, no, I don't think he's probably any good. And I said, he probably, if he was really bad, he could just write, like, Harlequin romances or something.
Right.
If he was really good, he'd be fine. So he's really just mediocre.
I remember I...
Yes?
I drove out, I either drove out that night or
oh,
I
yeah,
left.
Oh, yeah, were you there that evening? Or?
This is very funny. Like you
wake up. It's almost like waking up stuff. We're constantly just kind of falling asleep.
Very funny.
We had to have been really hammered that night before. We drank a lot. Almost drank ourselves into sobriety, I suppose. The light. Look at the light.
Yeah.
It's creeping through.
And that was natural.
I think it was.
Yeah, I remember.
A lot of the stuff in there we did fairly natural.
Look at that. Look at that shot, though.
No, I know. Yeah.
Scratching your beard over there?
Was I? Can you hear that? Whoops. Oh, God.
Look out.
Here I come. Oh, here it comes.
Now, is the bottle of wine meant to indicate...
Unbelievable. ...that I've been drinking on my own in there?
No, that even after you got back, you continued...
Well, the bottle of wine is sitting there the whole time, isn't it? I mean, there's always an open bottle of wine in the room.
In the room.
Yeah, I mean, presumably these guys are pretty much just drinking all the time. Right? Look at that stiff leg.
Look at him. I like this reaction, though. When you walk out, when you look.
Yeah, well, it's the really, like, trapped. Whoops. Oh, God.
Right here, right here. Yeah, right there.
Making sure nobody's looking.
Yeah, look her off, yeah.
Stephanie's off today.
Tucking.
Oh, look at you. I didn't notice you did a tuck and zip there. Very nice. Very nice. We're about to be treated to the broad, bronzed pectorals again, I think, aren't we?
God, I hope not.
Like enormous fleshy flagstones. Here we are.
I see. So great last night.
Now, do you call me a numbnuts or something here?
Calling Victoria didn't put you in the mood? Dumb fuck. Yeah, well, maybe...
you didn't want to call me.
I don't like that.
Oh, I like it.
You do?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know why? Because...
I remember you didn't like it.
I didn't like it.
There's the finger, Bob. A nice little finger
twitch.
I
didn't like that.
The finger twitch.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. But when you call me a dumb F, I think it's great. I don't think you.
Now I think it's a. You know, it's
it
just
works
one of those
totally,
things.
Yeah.
Every now and then I
right
you know,
now.
You know it is. I think it works because I'm so exasperated at that moment. But.
Yeah. I like this scene. I always sort of like this scene because we're both just.
I remember in the action, it was Jack attempts to concoct the big lie.
Right, yeah. You focus right. in. Yeah. Really going deep inside.
Hey, I talked to Maya this morning. She said
an awkward conversation. Two people
I love,
have nothing to say to each
yeah,
other.
Yeah, it's Sanders' reaction. After she gets past the Maya part of the conversation,
yeah,
she's got nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
no,
look at her.
To
look at her. Look at her.
Two people in a. No connection whatsoever. She got awfully handy with that motorcycle, right? She had no idea how to drive one, right?
Sandra practiced a tremendous amount, and then she and I practiced quite a bit
with
the stunt guy. And there's Jack.
Jack.
He's used up all the condoms in his arsenal. Now he's looking for phallic ordnance elsewhere. look at you.
Disappointed again.
Alexander told me, even though I just obscured, but Alexander told me one of his favorite little ad-libs is, when I'm running back to her, I go, "Here I am." Like, it's just...
Yeah, really couldn't be more...
I'm there to reward someone with my presence.
Here I am.
I love this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a good... Yeah, this
look
is
at
a
that.
Whole...
nice 180 sweep camera.
You don't
sweep.
Get a good look at the newspaper I have spread out under my toes. Here's a good...
I love this.
Here's an attractive T-shirt.
Yeah, but look, I just love that when you wander in, look at how abused this coffee and donut area looks.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible.
It just looks abused.
In one take, I ate one of those little cake things, and this is a good one.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. No. No. With the librarian half lenses
on.
Yep,
always.
No.
Always.
Here.
I go frequently bare-chested with my, displaying my... like a young bear cub. This
like
place was amazing.
An albino bear cub.
An albino bear cub.
Look at that. I remember I left
this place
you
was
there.
Great. That place was great.
That was in Santa Maria.
Now here's a little.
Oh, look at this.
Watch the absolutely unconvincing. Whoops. Oh, shit.
And did you see the little?
I had to learn.
Yeah,
I had never touched a golf club in my life.
But
before.
The little spray of dirt.
Yeah, I know.
Is brilliant.
It was meant to. You know, I was meant to actually be good at golf.
Miles even attempted.
Yeah. Yeah, wait a second. That's more like it. Oh man. Oh, there's some.
The cottage cheesy backside of Hayden Church.
Oh, like two enormous Glad bags filled with ricotta cheese.
What did I say? Like dueling pillowcases full of milk.
Oh,
lapping
brother.
Against.
Being vigorously thrust together. Clenched in amorous. Wow. Oh, brother. I was not present for that. That was a closed set, correct?
And believe me, if you saw the crew guys sprinting away after rehearsal.
My God, you look at your hair here again. Bronzed and...
Oh, look at it though.
Nah, it looks good. You've got hair. Look at me. It looks like lint. Looks like I rubbed my head in the corner, and picked up some lint. I enjoy you in this scene, sir.
I can't believe that you're not with me.
I know.
In my pursuit.
I know.
Did you see the incredulity in my face?
Absolutely.
I just can't believe that you're not my wingman.
I know. It's so betrayed. So deeply betrayed.
Look at me, and now it's scrambly.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah, really pathetic in this scene. Nice with the pathetic dodging.
You'd have to put the wedding on hold.
I mean, this is really this scene where the badinage deepens.
Yep.
To the darker climates.
Indeed.
All right. But life is short, Miles. I have to be sure I'm doing the right thing before taking such a big step. And you know what? That's not just for my sake. I'm looking out for Christine's feelings, too.
Remember we rehearsed this the night before we shot it.
We did, indeed.
And I don't think I ever did it better than that rehearsal.
No, nonsense. It was it's a long scene.
It is
a lot of dialogue.
Oh,
for God's sake.
Oh, here it is. Watch. I like your reaction.
Deep. Damn, it's nice.
Watch you. Watch
a little understanding from
jerk.
But that dimple.
Yeah, strange.
That dimple curls.
I discovered another dimple on my face, and that scornful. That's styling. That very nicely.
Fucking in love. Come on, and you're gonna give up everything.
Nice.
Here's what I'm thinking. You and me, we move up here. We buy a vineyard. You design the wine, I'll handle the business side.
It's not a bad idea, actually. That's the thing about this. It's actually not a bad idea.
I think that Jack plants a seed for Miles to go back.
No, I think you absolutely do. It's not a bad idea at all, actually.
All I know is that I'm an actor. All I have is my instinct.
Look at him.
Yep.
Probably get going.
There she is. Washed and fresh.
De-splooged.
I wasn't going to go that far, but I leave it to you, sir. This woman was great.
Oh, look at Sandra, though.
Damn it. What the...
What was her name?
Oh.
Look at her. And she's drinking beer.
Drinking beer.
Look at you.
Just like in my worst nightmare.
I remember watching you guys shoot, and it was killing me how Sandra...
Shoving food in her mouth.
Sandra was just over there just grazing on fries.
Yeah, no, she's just kind of...
Hilarious. And drinking her mom's beer. I like that,
right.
Too.
I like that.
No. Too polite. Always polite.
Always polite.
Look at you
right
there, though.
I never
You're
thought
dead
that.
Inside.
Yeah, I'm dead inside.
You're a George Romero confection right there. You completely are.
You're right, man.
He's like, you can't. It's not even abandoning you anymore.
No, it's unbelievable. It's just become absurd. The level of it is just. No, it's not anymore. It's you've actually taken on. It's like we live in two different universes now. Bowling
once again.
Yeah. This gentleman working the cash register is the gentleman who actually owned this establishment.
Did he own it?
Yeah, and Alexander was always saying, you know, he likes to have people who, you know, the actual person who does that job, he'd rather have the real person rather than the actor.
Sure. And here we go.
Here we go, a little...
Pre-masturbatory
little self-love. Too bad you can't read the...
Pre-masturbatory curtain call. Good night.
There we go. Here, this I timed.
Loved
this
it.
Timed
Loved
out
it.
In a way that we could never do it again. Yeah. It worked that way.
Love that.
How it happened.
Oh, the Nubian barely legals.
Yes.
Awaken you from here.
Now this was an exciting thing to shoot. I was really in the shower with
naked.
I was not completely naked, but semi-clad. But with the cameraman in the shower was amazing.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Ready?
The hitch and post.
Ready to do battle, sir.
Ready for action, sir.
Hitching post, no kidding.
It's a funny shot. The bull. A little comedy there.
Lovely restaurant, the hitching post.
Very lovely restaurant. The ostrich steak. Outstanding.
Hey,
Again, fetching in your short sleeve blue.
And you're right, it's actually, I guess it is blue.
Looks blue.
Usually they're not too rowdy, but tonight something's going on. I don't know, a full moon or something. Anyway, what can I get you?
Highlighter.
Glass or bottle?
Patrick Gallagher.
You got it.
Say, is Maya working?
Maya?
A sturdily built man.
Very sturdily built. Not to be trifled with.
Mm. Firm of haunch. Thank you, Patrick. A good guy.
Very good guy.
Also a say to roll in Master and Commander.
Okay, also, indeed, sir. Fan. Indeed, sir.
Look at him, look at him.
Whoops. Oh, oh.
I'm good.
Oh, dear. Whoops. Took forever to shoot that, actually.
I'm good.
Took forever to get the focus right.
Give us that line reading.
I'm good. Something like that.
I'm good.
Well, there you go.
Look at you, right the wall.
Whoops, whoops.
Uh-oh.
The only time he wanted me to be visibly drunk.
Yeah.
The only time...
He wanted me to be visibly drunk in this scene.
And you were literally drunken. Watch this. Watch the manly swing. Bam.
Bam.
Unbelievable. Amazing. So I figured because I was so bad at golf, Miles has recently taken it up.
Right.
Hence you being even more sort of instructional all the time.
Right.
I just couldn't have been worse at golf.
And yet...
And yet I chipped that one good shot off. Right?
Turn through the abdomen.
Like the repetition of abdomen. Look at that. I just kind of lamely chop at it.
And I think I throw in a nice.
Yes.
An emphatic.
Definitely. Definitely. You had some good
an emphatic accolade.
Really? Yep, positive. Always upbeat. You're very positive and upbeat through this whole scene.
Fuck the New York publishers.
Here comes one of your favorite lines.
Which was...
Get it reviewed.
It's...
Get it in libraries. The public decide.
It's just said so seriously.
Like, that is the hallmark of publishing success. Is to have your book
it's
in a library.
It's really,
hey,
get it in libraries.
Get people to check your book out.
Absolutely.
That's funny.
Get it in the card catalog.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
No.
Oh, come on. Oh, take it easy.
What's with the hostility, man? I know you're frustrated with your life right now, but you can choose to be less hostile.
Hot that day.
I remember
how hazy it is. Yes, sir.
Oh, I remember it was
brutally
the fires
hot.
Were in the mountains.
Big fires. That's right. That's what that's smoke.
Yeah. Look at that. Choreographed.
Yeah, how did we do that?
I don't choreographed.
Uncanny. It's like...
choreographed dismay.
Yeah. That's not cool.
Asshole.
Yeah.
I like this. Look at that. Look at the gleam.
Now, this
of that.
Shot that you're... The actual hit, which I would...
Schwack.
Well, it actually... It's completely believable, but...
Yep.
It was actually hit by Rex Pickett, the author
the
of...
Novelist.
The novelist.
Watch. Look out!
The novelist who penned
I just love you.
Sideways itself.
But you just toss off the country club salutation.
Right.
Look out! Like,
this is good stuff here.
Thurston Howell the fourth.
You just become a Viking. Thirty-two takes on this? How many
32?
Takes on this? No, was it that many?
26?
Nice.
27?
Pretty close to one of those numbers. Why this took forever? It was a timing issue,
right?
Yeah, it
was a tracking shot and carrots.
Wait a second. The great Phil Reeves.
The great Phil Reeves. The principal
in Election.
The landmark filmed nugget of profundity Election. Alexander's
yes,
second
indeed.
Feature film.
And he was also in About Schmidt. Doesn't he play the priest in About Schmidt?
Oh, that's right. He is in Schmidt.
He's fantastic, though. I mean, I think I've never been so excited to meet somebody in my life as I was.
Now,
yes, sir.
Police officer in Burbank, California.
Correct. Packing heat in Burbank. Kicking ass.
Was compelled by
the
9/11
9/11
tragedy
to become officer of the law.
Yeah.
You see that little look?
Yeah.
Shoot me. Nice cue here.
Very. There we go. Los Olivos Garage. And
the girls pile in.
Good times.
Shooting past the Horse Whisperers.
That's right.
Farm right there.
Yep.
Can't remember the guy's name.
It's a good example of how hard it is to drive and do dialogue at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was really driving, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, something.
Nice cue. I like this cue. Again.
Nice music.
Camera flares.
Camera flares, good music, good times.
Excellent times, Paul. Good memories, great times.
Those are the ones. Those are the golden days. The salad days, Tom. The salad days.
Oh, now we land.
Fire. That's actually Firestone. No.
Oh, it is Firestone.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I actually
modeled my beard on this gentleman's beard. I did. When I met him at the read-through, I thought, well, I should have the same beard he has because he's my hero. Whoever he is, Leslie Bruff is the name of the
character. Leslie Bruff. And the great Peter Dennis.
Yes, sir. The great actor. The voice of Vinny the...
Winnie the Pooh.
Vinny the Pooh.
The Italian Winnie the Pooh. Vinny the Pooh.
Yeah.
Vincenzo the Pooh.
Yeah, he's the official voice of... Of Winnie the Pooh.
Nice man.
Very. Englishman.
A Brit. A man of the gentry.
A man.
British style. Now, and this was also at Firestone. Or was this at Fess Parker?
I don't remember.
Where was this?
But it was an amazing place.
I love that moment right
Somebody, by accident, tapped one of those casks or something. We got in trouble
I believe that was Virginia Madsen.
Yes, La Madsen.
I think she was...
She opened a cask.
She was given a vinologist demerit.
Nicely done, sir. Yeah. Never to be a sommelier. Here goes the sunset, right? And he said that that point the sun goes down and the movie becomes dark.
Dark. Oh, boy.
I'm smoking grass.
Smoking tea in front of her.
Mary Jane.
Her daughter.
Uncle
then
Jack.
Let's a relatively strange man.
Yep. Relatively.
Put his meat hooks on his on her daughter.
Yeah.
Continues smoking
she
pot.
Goes right back to smoking
with alacrity. Got right back to the weed.
Not even a moment's hesitation. Back to the smell.
Oh, no, but romance.
Wait a second. Hang on.
The flared dragon's nostrils of car lights.
He's...
Well,
as we pull focus to me, I...
Rack focus.
He's semi-tumescent.
Look at...
He's got a Hollywood love.
Look at that.
Semi-hard. Here we go, up the stairs.
The Hugh Hefnerian gleaming.
Yeah, really, a very saucy gleam. Yeah. And here we go with a...
Here Maya takes matters into...
Yes.
Look at her. Oh. Diving right in.
Clark.
Glug.
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 There we go. Big score for
very
me.
Nice.
This is
and
a
here,
nice little transition.
A beautiful time lapse.
Yes, indeed. Now, how did they do this? Took some doing.
I think a massive, what they call a frame dissolve.
Yeah, from the
from
dark
one
to
shot
the light.
To the other.
Yes, from one shot to the other.
Yeah.
It took a long time to get that shot because of something about that
off?
Panning over thing.
They
yeah, it was
it
a hole, and it kept. So we shot that actually many, many times. Which was all the better for me, as I got to taste
now then,
La Madsen's lips over and over again.
We have elliptically moved past the knee knocking, the boot
indeed.
Knocking.
Now Alexander said he'd never want to show love making on camera, unless it was awkward and unpleasant.
Awkward.
Ah, there he is.
Look at him.
Every lady's dream.
A nude pirate in her bed. A nude pirate.
This is a lovely little montage.
It really is.
This is in Lompoc. We went to an actual... Yeah. I mean, this is all essentially a documentary sequence here because we just went and filmed
little
this
girls
stuff.
Singing their hearts out. Now, these are probably holiday tunes, right?
I don't remember what was going on.
But
it was Halloween.
Oh, it was Halloween.
Yeah, it was Halloween. And
they were singing...
We're singing the little traditional...
A warlock's chant.
Halloween now. A coven.
The autumn... Exactly, the autumn solstice chant for winter fertility. Now, what would it be? The equinox.
Is that right? The autumn equinox. Yeah. Correct.
Again, with a pen.
Oh, with the pen. This is a... this was a walnut grove.
Right outside of Lompoc.
Yes, sir.
Right as you were driving into Lompoc.
Charlie Manson resides in the in Lompoc these days.
He does.
Yeah, he's in the maximum security...
federal penitentiary.
Thank you.
I love that you, drop the bag.
Well, whoops.
Figuratively and literally dropped.
Do you have any idea what he's been saying?
The bag full of fruit. And breakfast materials.
How she's the only woman that's ever rocked his world. How he adores Sienna. How he wants to move here and get a place with the two of them and commute when he has to.
I'm sure he believed every word of it.
A screed. Taking me down a peg or two.
A screed.
But you wanted to fuck me first.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wait a second. Hang on.
No, I did. Oh, wait, I did.
No,
I did.
Well, yes, first, yes.
yes, of course, first.
Well.
How can I tell you?
First things
first. And then expect to make love. How can I tell you Jack was getting married and then expect to make love?
Holy,
come on.
Yeah. There we go now.
I would have been logically in retrograde at that point.
I would have been screwing myself out of a fair night's tumble.
Hanging out with you, and last night, I really like you, Maya.
Mm-hmm. Tender moment.
The evening knocking. That's for sure.
Very emphatic.
That's for sure.
I mean, from San Diego State.
Oh, a little betrayal of Jack, in a sense. Letting go of him, right there. See ya.
Goodbye, fair Maya.
There she goes. Well, that's that.
What if Miles just pathetically pursued her?
No. Sure goes through his head.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go. Here's
here
some
I am.
Good, some good...
Again, Ebonics. <It's> Yo, Daddy.
It's, you're like a large sheepdog in this scene. The rubbing the cheeks is... there we go. you're like a huge... like a St. Bernard in this scene. Awfully close for comfort. There we go. What are shorts I got on? Jesus.
You didn't get any, did you?
This was the last day. The very last
it
thing
was
shot.
The very last day.
Correct.
Yep, I'm a homo, yeah. Yeah, well, make up whatever you want, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Fine. Write out my gay confession, and I'll sign it. Okay? Just stop pushing me.
Oh, a little improvisation
was that
from our man
Giamatti. That's award-winning stuff.
Not for me.
You're incredulous again.
Yeah, again.
That somebody would take offense at, you're a homo. It's the statement of fact that I love about that.
Look,
yeah.
I'm convinced I've nailed the problem. The problem is erectile dysfunction.
ED.
It's got to be. How could you ever turn away from Maya?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, let me call you right back.
Oh.
Miles and I are kind of in the middle of something. No, it's nothing serious. Just
diving into a field.
Again.
House. There we go.
Again, I put your head on a pike.
Always. Always. Just this is good stuff.
And what did Alexander say? They would only give him a piece of the grind from 1996.
Yeah, this was...
They're like, what? After it had outlived its syndication value, they gave us a clip.
There's a missing sequence here that I miss, where we're actually going to buy me a pair of sneakers.
Yeah. You model...
Nothing
you model sneakers.
Yeah, but it was funny.
Was it some sport? What was the sport?
I can't remember the name of it.
But the guy, sporty, like something.
Sporty, the guy selling me the shoes was very funny. So here's the big industrial wine.
Yeah, look at him. Wyndham Hillish.
Yeah, a lot of good details.
Plucking his guitar.
Wyndham Hillish. A lot of good details in this place.
Now, this was at Fest Parker.
This was Fest Parker, but they completely changed what it looked like inside.
They should probably give a little background on Frass Canyon.
Sure, take it away.
Give it up, Paul.
Frass Canyon, Frass being just another vocabulary word on the commentary here. Frass was a word that Alexander picked up from his exterminator.
Correct.
To the home that he was living in Los Olivos,
San Ynez.
San Ynez. And
it's pretty good to me.
He informed Alexander that general insect feces is
right.
Known as frass.
Yes.
So hence Frass
Bug
Canyon.
Excrement.
Bug Duty Canyon.
Caterpillar doo-doo.
Nicely done.
But they didn't want it to be Caterpillar Doo-Doo Canyon.
Tipping your hand a little with that. Tipping the hand. Look at the belly here.
Oh.
Taut.
Alan, it's your favorite client.
How's the trip?
The voice of one of my agents.
Is that right?
Tony Howard.
Tony Howard.
The great international creative management agency.
Nicely done. Now that's a product placement.
Walking away from the camera, his hopes and dreams about to be dashed on the rocky shoals. Reality.
But it's great the way he lets things play out in big old shots like that. He didn't
rejected by the 17th.
Yeah, rejected by Conundrum. A tiny little
really.
Publishing.
Confused as to what they want to publish.
But hence, certainly not.
Hence Conundrum. Not even sure if they want to publish books.
Yeah. There we go. There he is, trapped in the industrial commercial machine of America. See that? Oh, here you go.
Oh,
there you see
go.
Me take some pills. There we go.
Poppin'.
Here we go. Marching in purposely.
Poppin' yep. Fresh.
No, we only had we only had four shirts, I think. So we only had four goes at this.
This guy was wonderful.
Joe Marinelli.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Hit me again.
Wonderful.
A lovely man. A good
see how he daintily kind of,
yeah. He makes sure to hit.
A dainty dollop.
Yep.
Look, and this one even greater caution.
Yeah, even more. You're right. Yeah. Fine Italian-American actor.
Look at him.
Goddamn
stop shooting it like it's tequila.
See, the music is like completely and sort of. We have a little bit of a fight.
Oh.
A little bit of violence.
And you narrowly.
A little violence in the
missed,
music.
Giving him some chin music.
Did I really with the bottle?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Whoops.
Oh no.
Wow.
That was, in fact, wine and spit.
It was indeed. Everybody, every extra got to spit in the bucket. And I know, that was that horrible fake wine, which we drank a lot of.
Right. I love that shot.
It's a beautiful shot.
And
this beach
the
was
marine layer rolling in.
The marine layer.
As we were shooting.
Exactly.
It
is a beautiful shot, you're
look
right.
At that.
And again, a beautiful shot.
Now, that was at a state park.
Right.
That I believe was south of Santa Barbara.
Yes.
No.
South of us. South of San Diego.
That's right. South of Buellton, between Buellton and Santa
Correct.
Barbara.
Correct. Just north of Santa Barbara.
Really amazing, though. Those trestles.
Well, we got a couple of shots of trains going over. A couple of takes. I think a train went over, didn't it? And they just, but freezing, right? Wasn't it just unbelievably cold? Miserable cold.
My hands were mitts of ice.
Just don't give up. I mean, you're gonna make it.
Half my life.
No, very tender encouragement. A little tender encouragement.
Nothing. I'm a thumbprint on the window of a skyscraper.
I just, you know.
I love this.
It's the toss-up who's really the more sane person here between these two guys.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And this scene kind of lays out.
Just what you just said, that is beautiful. A smudge of excrement surging out to sea.
Yeah.
I can never write that.
Neither could I, actually. I think it's...
Yep, that was very... No, it was great.
Surging.
Surging out to sea. Well, no, that whole thing you did, the smudge of excrement.
Yeah.
That was like, all your...
Once again.
Your ad-libbing.
Was it?
Yes. Yes, indeed, it was.
No, like, no. Surging.
The whole thing you came up with, I believe, sir.
No.
No. Now, now.
No, no.
Up here we go. Ominous.
No, then.
The raven tressed Sandra winding up.
Look what I got for our favorite girl.
Portends.
Jesus Christ.
Things to come.
Shebang. Well played. Oh, God. Ow!
Alexander, watch.
Stop it!
I do!
Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
Just an exclaimed right. I do.
I do! I know. Me ineffectually blocking my body with a bag of with shoes
of
in it.
Shoes.
Oops, here we go.
You two! Me?
Me? That was your
ad-lib. Everybody just, I guess, this is good stuff here.
Gary at the hitching post. I mentioned it to him the first night.
Oh, did we mention it?
Lying, always badly lying.
What? Just keep it elevated.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
That is a brilliant cut.
It really is.
His nine pleasure trips.
Look, I'm vaguely interested, though.
Oh.
Repelled and interested. All the physical
the guy behind
stuff.
You.
I know. All the woman in the wheelchair. Yeah. Amazing.
But the guy behind you, early stages of dementia.
Clearly. Now, you were telling me something about the dissolve that they use here, which is...
Alexander says
explain. Take it away.
300-frame dissolve.
Now, that's really long, right?
Quite
this
long.
This is a long...
Quite long. 24 frames per second, do the math.
I guess maybe you should know that.
Do the math. My book. Many seconds of frame dissolve.
Oh, dear. Good stuff.
He did tell me that, though. 300
frames.
Yes,
no, I know, no. And it's striking how long you see.
Well, I think there's a certain Jungian duality that there's an on screen departure
I
from
understand.
The. Deceitful lying mile.
Ah, very good. Very good. Very good.
Present mile.
Very good. I like the scornful look at the woman.
I just look at the woman.
Yeah, like she's
just
responsible.
Random hatred.
Yeah, just, you know, don't laugh. You look, something about this thing in your face.
Good thing you have a voiceover career.
What did you tell me? Raccoon
like? Yeah, or something. You suddenly look like a real.
What I want is to protect Christine.
Awful?
Yeah.
Look at the two. Look at these two guys.
I remember how hot it was that day.
Very.
I couldn't breathe.
Here we go. This is the one that captures the ladies' hearts. Look at that.
Two manatees floating in formaldehyde. Two sea cows.
You said it.
Trapped in a Floridian
slope
sewer.
Slope-shouldered. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
Manatees. Correct, sir.
Look at me.
I love the just...
I gotta stop saying look at me. It feels disingenuous. Look at him.
But still not sold. Still piecing it together.
Yeah.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
The brain chemistry's been slowed down slightly by the blow to the head. But, God. There we go.
What's this look like?
We've got
Grapes
of
Wrath.
Correct.
Great Henry Fonda.
Grapes of Wrath.
Voicing our thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Grapes of Wrath. A little visual and oral pun. Okay.
I think that may be the only tight close-up of me in the whole movie.
No. On the contrary, there's more coming up. Sir. Look at those things. Gleaming. Now this is the great Missy Doty.
Missy Doty.
Now I always cleaned my cutlery in every restaurant, but it's the only time you ever see me do it. Little character detail. Just
the great Giamatti.
That gives me
going deep.
Finding
the organic planking.
Subtle. That's make miles. The vibrant.
living character. I love you. You kind of...
I just
swivel
around
looking at my food.
Look at you. Well, no, watch you.
Just disgusted by the proceedings.
Well, actually, we're from San Diego.
She's great, this girl.
Look at you. Look at you.
Yeah, just want to be left alone.
Also.
Wait, there's a... That's a good... Did you ever... As if he's a real guy. That's what I love. Did you ever know?
Wait a minute. Longer hair. As a doctor, I love that.
Yeah.
He has longer hair.
Something
Dr.
about
Garrett
that
Summersman.
Thing makes you look so much more wolf-like or something. It really emphasizes something about your eyes.
Oh, yeah, it's right over there, right past the buffalo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, crimson and predatory, my
eyes.
Yes,
much more so. Yeah, Jesus.
And also the shirt, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
Look at that.
This place was a trip. They didn't do anything.
Here it is.
To that
Men.
Place, exactly.
Man.
This place was just
with
as
the
hooves. Is.
I think they moved that buffalo, didn't they? Was that buffalo in that position?
Everything was exactly where it was supposed to be.
I remember there was a big bear.
They didn't set dress. Yeah, it was a polar bear somewhere in there.
There was something like the fifth largest bear ever riddled with bullets.
Right, the fifth one. Exactly. You're right. Filled with grape shot. The fifth largest bear ass to receive grape shot.
It took a 40-millimeter howitzer to bag this one. But we got him.
And here he is, at AJ Spurs. Who would have thought?
He was hibernating when we took him. Alexander always told me he loved this little scene.
It's funny. It's good. But you're very...
No, but you're
You have the cold the cold eyes of a killer in this scene.
And you're almost tearfully beseeching
At this point, it's the insanity. It's gotten way too black. The whirlpool of madness. But you definitely have a cold-eyed... The eyes of a killer. The icy eyes of a madman.
The one final...
Yeah. No, sir.
Head shake.
Yeah.
You don't understand me.
Uh-oh. Now, I draw your attention to something that you chose to do here that I was thinking the other day was... key to selling a lot of the humor of this. You didn't have to be naked. You were genuinely naked.
Yeah.
And that...
Well, in the script, I had my underwear on.
No, you had your underwear on. And I remember a lengthy debate about wouldn't I have left my underwear. And, but it's just great that you're completely naked. I mean, it's much better than if you'd been wearing your underwear. Oh, yeah, just another...
flopping my sticky fruits at every opportunity in a room full of men.
Gripping your sticky fruits.
The night shift or something, and he comes home and catches me on the floor with my cock in his wife's ass.
This is a great scene, I think. It's one of my
Jack.
Favorites in the movie.
And you walked all the way from Solvang?
I ran. Twisted my ankle, too.
That's 5 clicks, Jackson.
Fucking ain't right, it's 5 clicks. At one point, I had to cut through an ostrich
farm. That's 5 clicks, Jackson.
You go Vietnam speed.
I really do. I really do.
5 clicks, Jackson.
Jackson.
I remember you.
I look like Trotsky.
You wound
there.
Into that.
Yeah,
yes,
I sure
you do,
did.
My friend.
I do. I'm selling the Trotsky thing here.
Left my wallet.
What?
That's good stuff.
Everything,
though.
Everything. We got to go back.
Big deal. It's fine. Don't worry about it. We'll call now and we'll cancel your cards.
I know, Miles. You don't understand. The wedding rings. The wedding rings are in my wallet.
Okay, fine. They're in your wallet. And you left your wallet in somewhere. Some bar. Okay? Christine will understand.
She had to order them special. It took her forever to find them. They've got this design of dolphins and our names engraved in Sanskrit. We gotta go back, man. Yeah. Christine will fucking crucify you, Miles.
No way.
Please.
Sanskrit.
Please.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Your wallet was stolen in some bar. It happens every day.
We gotta go
making
back
a leap
wallet,
from
Miles.
Pathos to bathos.
Yeah, but this is a great scene where it switches from humor to not funny. Yeah.
I know I fucked up, but you've gotta
but
help
it's,
me.
But it's, you know.
You gotta help me, Miles. Mm. Please.
Oh,
please.
God.
I can't lose Christine, Miles. I can't lose Christine. Mm-hmm. I know I fucked up.
I know I did a bad thing, all right? And I know I'm a bad person. I know I am.
Look at that. But your record,
recognition right there. Like this. That's really very, very.
If I lose Christine, I
Jesus.
I just didn't.
Nicely played, sir.
Mm. Jarring.
Jarring.
Yeah. I mean, you know,
a glimpse into the darkness.
It's an interesting point, though, that Alexander, first time I saw that scene, it was considerably longer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that by cutting it back, you don't force the audience to feel a certain way.
That's true.
You know, dissolving out of it, I think he kind of lets the audience make their own choice.
Yeah.
About whether, how ingenuous or disingenuous
how much,
Jack is.
Which is great. Which is great. And it allows that weird tone that he's always able to capture, something that's
but
sad
I love that
and weird
moment
and funny
of,
at the same time.
But that moment of recognition on your part, on Miles' part.
It was
it's like, wow. My
oh,
buddies.
Geez. Yeah, oh, geez. Oh.
Just go explain the situation.
Because of my ankle.
Yes, excuse me, sir. My friend was the one bawling your wife a couple hours
this
ago.
Is good stuff.
Really
here.
Sorry. He seems to have left his
bawling.
Wife.
Oh my.
I was wondering if I could come in, just poke around. I don't know.
Yeah, just like that.
Oh, for
that's good.
God's sake.
Oh, fuck it. I'll go.
The music is just hilarious.
No. Hold on.
Just like, it's just ridiculous.
Notice I don't try that hard to get out of the car.
No, you make a big gesture towards the door. Now, this is good stuff here, but this is all like. Now, this place was, it was cold again.
Oh, yeah.
Now, where was this? This Lompoc?
That was in Lompoc.
Yeah. This was an interesting neighborhood. This was a new door on this place because the police had kicked the door down 2 weeks before because it was a,
like a meth lab.
It was a meth lab, this place. So I don't think they did a whole hell of a lot to the place.
They wanted to maintain the meth lab mystique.
Yeah.
I got a little character thing here, once again.
What's that?
Our man Giamatti, our operative in the field. To conceal his own fingerprints,
correct,
he pulls the sleeves of his sweater down.
Incorrect, leaving no trace
look
behind.
Look at that.
Now, this place was,
spooky.
It was spooky. They didn't do a whole heck of a lot to the place, I don't think. It was pretty.
No, Jane Ann Stewart told me that... when they scouted it, they decided that it was ready to shoot.
Yeah. It's got the spackle on the walls and the...
Little Pat Travers.
Pat Travers.
Smoking whiskey and drinking cocaine.
Is that right?
That's the deep... The tunage of choice.
That's the deep reach back from you.
Alexander, I couldn't remember the name of the guy.
I wondered
but I remember
what
the title of the song.
Drawn by the sounds of lovemaking. You just can't resist a little peek at the copulation.
At the rutting indigenous species.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ooh. It's the great MC Gainey.
Oh, and
throwing
Mr.
it home.
Goaty.
Yeah, throwing it home. But this was...
Here we go.
The great touch is the hat. He's got his hat on. But,
and I think he's got his dog tags on.
Yeah.
Does he have his dog tags on?
I think so, yeah.
He has something
on. There you go. Now, it's well calibrated.
We
yeah, see?
The fan?
It builds nicely here. Yeah. And you got a nice shoot in. There
bam.
You go. Whoop. Up like a pointer.
Yep. Look at him.
Oh, there he goes. That's funny.
Up like here a pointer.
Oh, look at him. Like like a cat. Here we go. Now, MC was... Was
pretty nimble on the pursuit.
Unbelievably nimble for
here
a big
he comes.
Man. For a big man, barefooted.
Oh.
He got real close to me.
Look at him.
Shit. Now, of course. Oh!
Wow.
Now he, there's a lot of, boy. He did shatter the window once, correct?
No, was it the first take or second take?
No, second take. He, shattered the window. With his prodigious junk.
Oh, here it is.
Ah, softly. There he is, like a baby.
Gazing.
Lovingly. My boy.
journey home begins.
Windmills, windmills, lots of, lots of windmills.
Now, so is that Quixote and Sancho?
I believe that's a Quixotean reference.
Somehow, I think inviting Maya to the wedding is not the
love
right
this.
Mood.
What? Love this, love the way.
It's no. Just
not the right.
No, in fact, after right. All of your shows,
it's just scornful. We're so scornful of each other all the time. Yeah, I have a red shirt on. You'll notice the burgundy red shirt for the first time, I believe. Splash of color.
Hey, put on your seatbelt, okay?
Yeah, I was just about to. What's the problem?
Just want to remind you to be safe.
Now,
hey, what's up? We're going to miss the entrance.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Whoops.
Hey, whoa.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Now, that was an impressive tree.
The only tree for miles around.
Yeah.
Now, wasn't that tree some sort of historical landmark?
It was. You're right. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was some. It was Indian chief was hung or something like that from it. I know something horrible happened around it.
No.
Watered with the blood of pioneers.
Boy, you broke a couple of them, you know.
Whatever. Sorry.
No. It's not whatever, you fucking derelict.
Whatever. Sorry.
Just get it.
Derelict. Now, I just... Coming up here is an interesting fact about how this was done. With the stunt driver driving the car.
We're going to...
You'll see...
Crumble movie magic here.
You'll see...
On the left.
You know what? You can actually sort of tell.
See how he jiggled?
Yeah. There's a guy dressed as a chair.
A guy dressed as a car seat.
With an actual...
Steering the vehicle.
Yeah. With an actual, incredibly detailed, painfully detailed and accurate facsimile of a car seat that he was wearing. Which gave Tom and I no end of... mirth at this guy's expense.
Gleeful howling.
Yeah. Boy, he didn't appreciate that.
His name was Tom?
That's right.
He's a nice guy.
Yes, indeed. He did outstanding work.
Well built and freckly.
Indeed, sir. Was he?
Yeah.
Coming up, an awkward moment. Masculine, there we go.
Masculine affection.
Hey, wait a second. How come I wasn't here?
That's the best we could muster.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of all over for these two. It's sad, actually.
Nicely done.
Yeah. Nicely done. Like that moment.
Oh, yeah, no. You nicely say it, done. You say it like you're saying goodbye to me. There. Kind of over for these two guys. People say to me, what's going to happen? People ask me, what's going to happen to the two guys? I have no idea. I don't think they're going to be...
I like this right here. I like slow push in.
There she is.
You know what I love about this? I like the way when Alexander pushes it. It's just dialing in the sadness and the kind of the detachment.
Yeah, I guess it's sort
from
of
a family.
Jack, you're surrounded by a family now. As much as it's probably not a good idea for you to marry into that family.
No kidding.
But it is like, you know...
Beheaded by an Armenian lord.
Yeah, really. Saturday again. Full circle, Tom.
Yep.
Now, this was remarkable. This was a real Armenian church in Los Angeles, right?
Montebello, California.
Correct, sir.
Just outside of Los Angeles.
Proceed.
I was going to say a large Armenian and Chinese community.
Correct. The
but it was at a
yeah. This is and it's a real. It's the real service and everything. And these people were very. I love
look at
that.
My brother.
I love the father. Looks
look
exactly
at
like
the brother too.
This guy was great. They were all incredibly nice people. I mean, you know, nice of them to, nice of them to notice.
There.
I remember he didn't know that part of the ceremony involved you guys putting your heads together, and he wanted us to have some kind of look, and so we came up with this nice shot, because
didn't quite know what we were going to do, but that's a nice shot. You were saying you feel like that's kind of the last moment of mischievous, you know, connection between the two.
That's kind of the, the mischievous denouement.
Nicely done. The apotheosis of mischief.
Somebody commented to me just yesterday about how you're watching me.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of...
Well, this is actually a kind of a frightening shot. Right. You're just totally sucked into another world now. Yeah. Wry. A wry regard. Ken Cortland.
And?
And this is Jessica. There's just a
Jessica
fine actress from New York named Jessica.
Again,
Hack.
Friend of Sandra Oz,
again,
I believe.
Again, a friend of Sandra Oz. Yeah. You're a lucky guy. Fine, fine actress.
Yes, I am. Thank you.
Yeah. Ken Cortland.
Wait for you at the car. It was great meeting you, Miles. Ken?
Well,
it was bigger than
that. Nonplussed.
I thought he overplayed that horribly. No, I'm kidding. I'm really kidding.
Since the last time we spoke, I don't know. Could be better, could be worse.
So what's happening with your book?
Universally rejected. Strike three.
Extras are great. I mean, everybody just likes...
I
mean, it's really the congregation of this church.
Oh,
basically.
It was.
Yeah, it was really...
This man here, you know, right here.
Outstanding.
Right there.
What's he got on
his... Did not speak English.
Oh, I don't
only
think...
Only spoke to me in Armenian.
I don't think a lot of those people spoke English. I think there were lots of...
But he
of,
was so... Just...
They were incredibly generous about...
Oh, yeah, he was... But he was so kind of magnanimous that we were there at the church.
Oh, they were really... No, they were really nice. Mm-hmm. They were great.
Very nice man.
Yeah, all those people were really great.
What do you say we?
That church is amazing.
Have some champagne, toast a noodle,
Not me. I'm not drinking.
You quit drinking? Really?
I'm pregnant.
Love this.
I see.
Paul.
Yes, I see.
Brilliant. It really is a brilliant reaction. Brilliant.
Well, congratulations again, Vicky. Boy, that's wonderful.
He gave me Alexander's very smart. He gave me a useful piece of direction, which was try, don't stop smiling.
Right.
He said just keep trying to smile all the time.
He's
really good about that kind of stuff.
Amazing.
You know, he was always very detailed about stuff like that.
Unbelievable, right there.
Mm-hmm. The penny drops.
Yeah.
A lot of people say they think I'm going to go off myself.
Yeah.
For people who haven't seen the movie, I probably just ruined it because you wanted me to off myself. America wanted to
and
see
here,
me blow my brains out.
It breaks.
Nice little visual
breaks,
thing there. That car.
Zooms
that
off.
Car is just great. The car is like another character
big
to me because it's just such... Now this... I took my life in my hands many times here trying to get this shot because I would stop on the shoulder of the 5.
Oh, God.
I-5 and have to pull out
and
in traffic.
And that was in San Diego.
That's right outside of San Diego.
Love this.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Harkens back.
Indeed, sir.
A small gathering in a closet.
Ah, nicely done. I hadn't even thought of that. I guess people think I'm going to get a...
Yeah.
You know, a Luger out of there. And do
a Walther.
A Walther PPK. This place was
now
great.
That was also in Santa Maria.
Was it? I don't remember. What's great? Look at how blue.
But
look
I
at
love
the blue
this.
Windows. It's just amazing.
I love this.
But
pretension has been abandoned.
Pretension, all of the self-delusion has been dropped.
The urnophilic ramparts have been
storm
for have been
have fallen. They've been laid siege
are
to.
Are forsooth.
Nicely done, sir. And there we go. I look like I should be in Fiddler on the Roof, though, a little bit, don't I? The white shirt thing.
Love that. Yes, you are. Topol-like.
Topol. Oh, God. If only, Tom, if only. Here we are. I know what we're reading here is we're reading a separate piece.
Yeah?
Which Alexander claims was a random choice, but I can't believe that it was. Because it has such...
the passages.
Yeah, I mean, it has
very
such,
specifically
well,
applicable.
Well, the whole story of a separate piece is the two friends, and the one guy kills the other guy, and... But there's the guy who's the introverted guy, and there's the more extroverted guy, and, I mean, it's it all sort of... fits perfectly, but that might just be my literal-minded take on things. Sporting a nice tweed sport coat there.
Worn canvas book bag.
The interior of this apartment was great again.
Oh, yeah. Like,
just really
it actually always occurred to me that this is pretty hip. It's like it's kind of a...
A little bit. Yeah, it's actually kind of a cool bohemian thing. Yeah. Yeah, I know what you mean. There's something kind of cool about it.
Maybe art and...
No, you're right. You're right. It's a good... It's in
what are they, like rattan
more.
Shades?
got nice use of rattan.
Hello, Miles.
This was actually the...
Thanks for your letter.
The very first thing we shot.
Sooner, but I think I needed some time to think about everything that happened. And
right,
so we
I
shot
remember
the
that.
The absolute end of the movie was the very first thing we shot.
Reason,
which was
a little foreshadowing, perhaps.
A little foreshadowing.
You know, the carved...
Oh, what
Oscar-like
that?
Icon in the left corner of the screen.
With breasts, that one, though.
exactly. Well, she's gripping herself, though. And,
with
and
delight.
Academy tradition.
Holding her sides with mirth.
I love this
thing. It was nerve-wracking. I don't think I'd ever had to do that. Shooting the very end of something. It was the very first thing we did.
Yeah.
And... So I'm sitting there thinking, well, it could only go up from here.
Anyway, it's turned
cold. Began to dissolve.
But not a 300 frame one. That was a much quicker one.
So, listen, if you ever do decide to come up here again, you should let me know. I would say stop by the restaurant, but to tell you the truth, I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be working there. Because I'm going to graduate soon. So I'll probably
want to
relocate.
Sexy, husky-voiced Maya. Beckoning.
Yes, indeed. A siren song drawing me in.
Okay,
here we go. Oh, I have a very cheerful orange shirt on. I look like a flamenco dancer.
Blousy.
Blousy. Yep. Like a buccaneer. Leaping up and... Now...
Capturing his lady fair.
Alexander says that...
Right there.
She doesn't live there anymore. Alexander's take is the door opens and it's... some 72-year-old woman in a wheelchair. Yeah. Well, Tom, it's...
Paul, you...
Once again, Tom.
There's the cast...
Joe Marinelli, Lewis, Tony Howard.
Rob Trow, obnoxious
Corin
golfer.
Babuchian. Rob Trow was the obnoxious.
Jaron Kohler, the Wyndham Hillish guitarist.
Acoustic guitar. George Parra.
Nice.
Nick Satriano.
And Ginger Sledge.
Everybody doing Dondi Bastown. Everybody.
Glad we got Frank Gaeta.
Throwing
sound
in, Tracy Boyd.
Our friend.
Yes, indeed. A fine man. Everybody, every last, every man, jack of them.
I'm Thomas Hayden Church.
And I'm Paul Giamatti. And thanks for watching.
Thank you.